Welcome to Pastor Goss Sunday School Class, a weekly gathering in the main fellowship hall of Faith Assembly, North Fort Myers, Florida. Thank you for joining us.
A place where they really give their heart to the Lord. And this preacher said, if you really want to know God, and I guess I was about 10 or 11 years of age, I want you to come down and we're going to pray for you. And I said, I really would like to know something about God. So I went down, and it was the old-fashioned way. You go to the altar, you kneel at the altar, and somebody comes and talks with you and prays with you, and as we called it, praise you through. You get prayed through. And you didn't leave until you really were prayed through either. You stayed right at the altar and you prayed and prayed and prayed. I didn't understand that as soon as you ask, he forgives you. So I ended up begging God to forgive me. Lord, you know how bad I am. I'm 10 years of age. I'm not too bad, but at that time I thought I was awful. I was so bad. Can you please, 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 please forgive me? And I continued to pray for a long time. And finally, everybody left that was at the altar, and I was still there trying to get saved. And suddenly I realized it wasn't how long I was praying. It was that God was listening. And as God was listening, I understood suddenly that I was okay, that I had confessed my sins, and he that was faithful and just forgave me of all my sins, every one of them. I didn't go through all of them because I couldn't remember all of them, but I do remember I felt like I was a terrible sinner and I really need to be saved. And that by that time, I got up and I looked at it. There was hardly anybody in the auditorium at that time. I just started to smile. I had the biggest smile on my face that I ever smiled. And as I smiled, suddenly my face hurt. I was smiling too wide. I've never smiled that wide in my life. And my face was hurting, but I couldn't stop smiling. And all the way home, I just had this big smile on my face that the Lord had forgiven me of all my sins. What a wonderful feeling. And I thought, this is it. I really got it now. I don't need anything else. Well, I found out it was just the beginning of a journey. And that's what I'd like to talk to you about today, just the journey that we're on. And we're all on this journey. Just this last week or so, I realized, it was back in 1936, if some of you remember 1936, probably nobody, but in 1936, my father, whose name was James Stanley, and my mother, her name was Ruby Harrell, got married. 1937, I came along. And so I realized just this last week, of all of those people who I'm related to, I now am the oldest. I am now 81 years of age, and I'm the oldest. That's old. 81 is old. I don't know if anybody can beat me. There might be a couple here. But 81 was old, and I started thinking about my journey in Christ. It started when I was a little boy, about 10 years of age, when I came to know Christ and followed the Lord. And I thought that was it. That was, you get saved and you just sit back and relax. And you take it easy because now it's okay between you and God. Well, after that, I realized there was something called the Holy Spirit. And that I was saved and at the church I went to, I was sanctified. I became sanctified. I went to the altar and got sanctified. I didn't know what it was. I still am not quite sure what it was, but I did it, and it felt good. Then there was a time they start to say, you need the Holy Spirit in your life. And so God spoke to my heart about that, and I sought the Holy Spirit in my life. And then one day I went to the altar and I felt the Holy Spirit work in my life. And the Holy Spirit just ministered to me in such a wonderful way. And throughout my life, the Holy Spirit has never left me. He's always been with me during all this time in my life for Christ. But there was something that came along even later than that. It's called anointing. That I needed to be anointed by God. Anointed for a purpose. Let me just read a scripture, Luke 4:16-19. Talks about Christ as he went to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue as was his custom. And he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind, and to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's mercy." When I thought this is what happened to the Lord, and I realized that there should be anointing upon my life too. I didn't know too much about it, but I recognized that the Lord was anointed to do the work of the ministry. Then I realized, and I still realize now today, that we all are anointed to do the work of God. You say, but you became a pastor and you were anointed to be a pastor. And I said, yes, I guess that was true. But at the same time, he anointed me for more than that. And he anoints all of us. And there's the Church of Jesus Christ that needs the anointing. Now, perhaps some of you have gone to a church sometimes and you just feel there's a special anointing on a service. Or there's anointing upon the message. Or there's anointing upon the worship. And I think of all these things, and we can go through at one time we called it song leading, but now we call it worship leaders. And I look at people as I come into church, and I look at the front, and I see those people who are leading in songs, but they're doing more than that. They're anointed to worship. And we go along with that, and we worship the Lord, and that's why we come to church. They're not there just telling us what song we're going to sing and what number in the hymn book, but they're worshiping the Lord with us and leading us in worship. And so there's anointing upon those who are doing that. But there's anointing upon each and every person that's a part of the church. The Lord wants to anoint us to do the work of the ministry, all of us. Well, anointing, first of all, is to be chosen by divine intervention. It's that anointing of God that tells us we have purpose in life. And it just isn't just to live and get a job and do all the other things that are normal. But when we come to know Christ, there comes a time when we are anointed of God for a purpose. And that purpose, especially to be a part of the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, the Church of Christ is not only this church's church, but churches throughout the world. And we have a purpose, and that is to be a disciple. Remember, when Jesus started his ministry, first of all, he chose those to be his disciples. He went out by the river, and he saw some people who were fishing, and he knew immediately who the disciples were to be, and so he, in a sense, anointed them to the work of the ministry. And there were these people who now are very famous as the disciples that they went out to do the work. Now, Jesus went away one time, and he had died on the cross, as we know about that, but then he was resurrected, and then he went away. He already had said, "I'll be with you always," but still at that time, it seemed like it was over too. But it's different. This time he added the Holy Spirit to the repertoire. And they were sent forth to minister the gospel to the whole world. And that's us. We are disciples of the Lord. We have come to know Jesus Christ as our Savior, and he has anointed us to be disciples to the world. Now, he's not going to give us great big crowds like you see and stand up in front and minister, but he gives us crowds of people from around us. Now, I may know a few hundred people in this area, but if you put us all together, we know many thousands of people. And you know, there's people that need to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, and we may be the only one that will have the opportunity to talk to them about that. So how do we possibly do that? And we say, well, it's not me. I'm just too scared to do that, or I'm too nervous to do that, or I'm too something. He says, that's okay. I'll anoint you to do the work of the ministry. And all of us, every one of us, are anointed for that work of the ministry. And we don't know what it all is, but we know that we have something that's within us that's different than we ever had before. I remember that song we used to sing, Anointing Fall on Me. Perhaps you've heard it. Let the power of the Holy Spirit fall on me. So I'm able to do things I wasn't able to do before. Why? Because that anointing of God, the Holy Spirit within me, helps me to be more than I can possibly be. When I felt the Lord was calling me to become a preacher or a pastor, immediately I felt like Moses did. Not me, Lord. I can't do that. And I just struggled with that for years. And so I felt it. You can't. And I realized I can't. But the scripture told me I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. So there's things that you think you can't do, but you can do because the anointing of God is upon you and the Holy Spirit is there to give us the strength and ability that is far beyond our ability. So I think this special anointing, they receive something that's very special. If I may be so gross, I'll say it gives us guts. It gives us something that we never had before that we weren't able to do. Now, some people are born that way. They're kind of outgoing, and you've met, but most people aren't that way. You've met people who are so outgoing that I call them glad handers. They were able to pat you on the back and talk. They're able to do that because they just have a special way, but most of us aren't that way. Most of us are kind of quiet. Most of us are kind of shy. And I always wanted to be like those people. And I saw these really great preachers on television, and I said, boy, look at that. There's no way I can do that. I saw my preacher, and he was that kind of guy that he would talk to everybody, and he was outgoing, and boy. But Lord, why would you call me? Why would you anoint me to do the ministry when I'm this way? Just because we're a certain way doesn't mean that's it. He changed my life and took me from a little boy who didn't know much about anything. And throughout life, he has continued to transform. So it's not just a one-step thing and that's it. It's many steps throughout our life. And as we go in Christ and our faith in Christ continues to bloom and continues to go, and we're not the same as we were even 2 years ago or a year ago. We're different. And God is ministering to our life and filling us with the Holy Spirit, and it's a life that's continuing to change. And it gets better and better and better. And at the age of 81 years of age, it's not over. I expect to still be growing in Christ and knowing that the Lord has said, I'll be with you, and don't you worry about anything. Just relax, because I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth. And to all these things I say, Lord, this anointing of God is so special. We need to all be working within that anointing. And so who are the ones that are being anointed? I guess, first of all, you think about those who stand up in front of a congregation. There's anointing of God upon them. But I think there's anointing of God upon all those who are a part of the Church of Jesus Christ. And I think, well what about if you're called to be an usher? Are you anointed that way? And I say, yes. Yes, God is still working their lives and doing things within them. What if they're doing like people who are opening the doors and let us in at church and smiling and give us a handshake? Yes, they're anointed to do the work of the ministry. Hey, how about those where my wife is right now in the nursery? Hey, they better be anointed. They need it. And God has blessed them and anointed them for the work of the ministry. Is there anything too small? Well, I ended up going to Bible college. And after Bible college, I says, okay, what's next, Lord? And so somebody asked me to be such a thing as assistant to the pastor. What I didn't realize, assistant to the pastor does all kinds of stuff. Well, back then we had a coal furnace. At 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, guess who was there shoveling coal into the furnace? Assistant to the pastor. I had to get up early, and that coal was heavy at that time. Big coal. Some of you know what a coal shovel is. And so I did that, and I said, Lord, is this a ministry? And I knew, yes, it is. You see, whatever it is that God gives you to do, he anoints you, even though you're shoving coal into the furnace. And even though you're cleaning the church, which is another function of the assistant to the pastor, even when you're cleaning the church, I'm in a ministry now. God has given me a ministry of cleaning the church. Praise God for that. You start off being somewhat humble to just be able to do what God wants you to do at any time. See, we're all that anointing God flows through us to do whatever it is that God asks you to do. So what's the key to living in God's power? The anointing is God's ability in you to enable you to do something with ease. Without even a struggle. It's just like a car's engine. Eventually it won't run very well without a motor oil. The anointing is like that motor oil. When I was living in Leominster, Massachusetts, I had a Volkswagen Rabbit. And I was hearing noises in the car. And I was not very smart. And that noise kept getting louder. And I says, I don't know what this is. I probably should do something about it now. I'll do it sooner or later. So my wife had to go to camp. So I said, go ahead and take the car. She's about 10 miles down the road, and this noise kept really getting loud. And suddenly the car stopped. She blew the engine. Of course, it was my fault because I didn't take care of anything as I should. And how that little bit of motor oil would have fixed it. But I didn't, because I didn't do it. That motor oil is like the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Back in the Old Testament, there was an anointing of kings and prophets, and many who they were anointed, they were poured oil and prayed and went forth. But just like that motor oil in that car, I need the motor oil of the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be able to do anything, to stand up and do anything. Because one of the hardest things for me to think of was to get in front of people and talk. But God knows all these things. It's not like He's surprised. But He gives us something that's very special. The Holy Spirit in our lives that will make us strong in God. It'll help us to do things that we can't even think about doing. Much like that car engine who won't run very well without oil, trying to do without the anointing will leave us with some problems. Every one of us have a calling of God in our life. What is it? I don't know. Just ask God. God, what do you want me to do for you? Maybe it's just to be able to talk to people around you that don't know Christ and explain what that really means. Maybe it's just to be in church and be a part of the congregation and being friendly and talk to somebody and sometimes pray for somebody. All of those things are led by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we must have the anointing to really do a good job. You can tell when anointing seems to not be there. I remember getting up in the pulpit and really not feeling very well. Not feeling well at all. And I had to go through, and I had to preach that day. As pastor, you're not supposed to get sick. And in fact, some people would tell me that. You're a pastor, you can't get sick. And so I believed that, and I believed you had to be there every Sunday and hardly ever take a day off. Well, that wasn't very smart either. But I remember stepping in the pulpit and saying, Lord, I really don't feel well. I'm not sure I can do this. Another lesson the Lord taught me, regardless of how you feel, you have the Holy Spirit and you have the anointing in your life. And I say that to all of you, no matter how you feel about something, when you have the Holy Spirit speaking through you, and when you have the anointing of God upon your life, your ministry is there always. There's no just saying, well, I can't do it. Because the Bible says that God will always be with us. That He'll never, ever forsake us. That when you need it the most, and those are the times you don't feel like it, when you need it the most, He's going to be there the best. When you can't do it all by yourself, you can do it with God's help. All things are possible through Jesus Christ. Whatever the reason is for getting off track, our lack of sensitivity, the Holy Spirit is most likely to be there. The Holy Spirit is also called our helper. He helps us. Helps us to do things that we can't do ourselves. You say, I can't do it, and that's the first step. Because you need something more. You need an anointing of God in your life, and every one of us who have been called by God are anointed of God to do the work of the ministry. Whatever it may be, there's nothing small or nothing great. I think of those who maybe thought that they would be something, and I've run into them all along the way. They're full of pride and said, sure, I can do this and I can do that. But I think of those who need to be able to say humbly, I can't do it without Christ. And so with all of us, we can't do a lot of things. But with Christ, we can do all things. So it is our best interest to seek and cultivate our own personal relationship with God first and foremost. Because it's through that personal relationship with Him that He will, by His Holy Spirit, lead and guide each of us according to the purpose and the plan for our lives. And He has a plan for every one of us. Perhaps you already know that plan, but if you don't know what His plan is for you, ask. Lord, what's different about me that I should do something? So whatever it is, just be faithful in that, and by faith you can do all things. And He will anoint or enable us to do what He has called each of us to do with our lives. So first of all, there's a need of knowing Christ as our Savior, and whether it was later on in life or whether it was earlier in life that you accepted Christ as your Savior, there's more to it than just that beginning. As we grow in the Lord and we increase in our faith, He's doing that for a purpose. And that wonderful purpose is He has hired you. He has put His faith in you as we put our faith in Him, to be able to do what He's asked us to do. So how do we find out? Ask. Lord, what would you have me do? I'm willing. And that's the first part. Just be willing. You say, but I'm old. So am I. It doesn't matter. He has a place for you in life that's different than anybody else. Thank God for that. Because it's not just, well, I was saved and that's enough. I go to church once in a while and maybe on Sunday morning, and maybe I'll even come to Sunday school. But what else does He have in store for you? Just open your heart. Let Him do just that. We're going to pray a prayer for all of us together. We'll pray that God will show us what the direction is for our lives, because He has a plan for you, every one of you, every one of us. He has a plan, and it's still going. Lord, as we pray today, I pray that You will show us the way to go and what to do. We don't know all the things that we need to know, but we know that we need to know You, and the anointing of God must be on our lives to be able to do the plan that You have for us. And this wonderful plan that You have for us is just for us, just as individuals. It's not just for everybody to do the same thing, but it's for individuals to do different things. Because You've called us as a church to be able to reach out to a world that is lost without Christ. And Lord, I pray for Your help. Help us to do. Help us to be, even more than doing. Help us to be the person that You want us to be. Help us to serve You and to work together for the kingdom of God. We give ourselves to You, Lord, and we ask for Your help. In Jesus' name. Amen.
If you would like to hear more from Pastor Goss or the ministry of Faith Assembly, please go to our website, faith.ag, or email Pastor Goss at phil@faithnfm.com. Pastor Goss Sunday School Class is a production of Faith Assembly Media Tech, North Fort Myers, Florida. Thanks for listening.